Jesus' good news. To save from sin's penalty, Jesus did die. To save from sin's power, he liveth on high. To save from sin's presence, he'll come by and by. Good news, good news, good news.
This is Good News Hour, the program wholly dedicated to the glorious gospel concerning our Lord Jesus Christ, and your speaker today is Evangelist Johnny Horn of Atchison, Kansas. Now I'm going to call attention to two passages from God's Holy Word. The first one is found in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 25, and reading at verse 25. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Now the other passage we're going to read has to do with a far country too. You will find this in the Gospel by St. Luke, and we'll read for brevity at verse 11, which says, "And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear." And so he sets them right in their wrong thinking with respect to the kingdom. In other words, his own earthly people had expected the kingdom to be immediately set up. However, they rejected the king, and since there cannot possibly be a kingdom without a king, without subjects, and without a locality, and of course they rejected the king, consequently there was no king to sit upon the throne. Now then, he set them right as we have suggested, or I should rather say, as the Word of God makes crystal clear. He said to them, he said, "Therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return." And I'm sure he's about to return. Everything would point forward in that direction. But now we're coming to you, first of all, with a passage from the book of Proverbs, chapter 25 and verse 25, a statement that came through the lips of Dr. Solomon. He says, "As cold waters to a thirsty soul." Now I doubt if there's a person listening to me today, but what has had the experience of having clear, refreshing, cold, sparkling waters on a hot day to cool or to quench that thirst of yours. When you found that nothing else could possibly satisfy that thirst, nothing but clear, pure water. And so you found it, of course, to be good and second to nothing else. However, we're going to make another application of this in just a moment, after we have read the last part of the verse, which says, "So is good news from a far country." Now we're going to speak to you about a far country. Yes, we know a great deal about distances today, to the moon, to the sun, and to some of the various planets, and we know more about them than perhaps we have ever done before, and we are not sure how far God will permit man to go to invade outer space and space and so on. But this we can tell you, that we have already had a visitor from the far off country. Yes, to heaven, from heaven itself. And you know, heaven is above all. Ah yes, we are at once introduced into the sphere of immeasurable immensities. Now, I do not know how far it is to heaven. We know how far it is to the moon, perhaps 238 or 240,000 miles. We know how far it is to the sun, approximately 93 millions of miles. We know how far it is to some of the planets, those nearest and those that are farthest from us. But no man knows how far it is to heaven. For our Lord Jesus Christ came from that far country, the sphere of an immeasurable distance. He came from God the Father right down to this scene of sin and sorrow, and I'm glad and happy to be able to tell you that he brought along with him good news. He brought along with him the very best possible news. We couldn't know anything about heaven apart from the revelation, that is God's holy, unerring word, the inspired word of God. We never could know anything about heaven. We could never know anything about God apart from the visitation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came that long distance right from the glory down to this very earth to tell us about heaven, to tell us about God. Now, there are too many folks that are interested only in this world, interested in this country. And you know, we're living in the best country on the face of the earth, beyond the shadow of a shade of a doubt. But you see, the trouble is we cannot stay here. We're here a few years and then gone. But we want to interest you in a country that is far, far away. And we sometimes sing it, there is a happy land far, far away, where saints in glory dwell far, far away. Listen, do you know that heaven can be very near you? Now, don't misunderstand me. I mean the joy of heaven and the joy of salvation can be yours right this very moment, wherever you may be, whatever your past has been, whatever your present state or condition is. You could be brought into the joy of salvation, and the joys of heaven and the reality of heaven could fill and flood that very soul of yours. Now, I appreciate very much the words of Solomon when he said, as cold water to a thirsty soul. You know, we only appreciate water, we only enjoy water when we are thirsty. And the thirstier I am, surely, the greater my need of water, and the deeper my appreciation would be for a drink of cool, clear, sparkling, refreshing water. But you see, he's illustrating something surely far, far deeper and far more interesting and certainly far more important than being a thirsty man or a thirsty woman or boy or a girl for water, the waters of which our Lord Jesus Christ said when he was at Sychar's well and he spoke to that woman who was a sinful woman. He said to her, whoso drinketh of this water, pointing to Jacob's well, he said, whoso drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whoso drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never, never thirst. I think that's amazing. You see, we have we thirst naturally, and we know what it is to have a spiritual thirst, a thirst for what can alone be satisfied with that which comes from a far country, that which came by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. However, let me tell you something. You see, had our Lord Jesus Christ visited us such as he did, and had he told us merely about heaven, had he told us about the glories of that land, had he told us all about the Father, and had made no provision, we never could have been taken to that land. In fact, we couldn't survive there. You see, in order to be fitted for heaven, you have to have a new birth, a spiritual birth. And that, of course, satisfies the soul's dire need and fits you for the presence of the coming Savior, the coming Lord. And so listen, will you? As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. And you see, I'm wondering if all who hear me today have heard that good news from the far country. We like to get news from our friends and from our neighbors, or maybe from our loved ones that we have enjoyed in the past, and they're far from us. We're separated by a distance of maybe hundreds of miles and sometimes thousands of miles, and it's so interesting, it's so wonderful to get a communication from them. But listen, who wouldn't be interested in hearing about and knowing about heaven? And further, who wouldn't be interested in and knowing for sure that he or she would be in heaven? Now, you can be just as sure that you'll be in heaven from whence our Savior came and brought us that good news, you could be assured that you'll be there as though you were there already. And as we were about to say a moment ago, even although our Savior came and told us all about God and all about the glories of that land and all about the necessity of the new birth, you see, we never could be fitted for that land apart from the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Heaven was barred to us. But oh, I'm so glad that the Savior came. But I tell you, I am glad that the Savior not only came, but that the Savior died. He said, I lay down my life of myself. I have the power, that is the authority, to lay it down and the authority to take it up again. Now, friends, if we could tell you about the glories of that man and the wonders of our Savior, if this poor stammering tongue could speak of him and tell his worth, if you never thirsted before, there would be created in your heart today and in your soul a thirst for what the world cannot possibly satisfy. And then, of course, if you took a drink of that living water, that refreshing water, you know what would happen? You'd be able to say, I thirst but not, as once I did the vain delights of earth to share. Thy sounds, Emmanuel, all forbid that I should seek my pleasures there. It was the sight of thy dear cross first weaned my heart from earthly things and taught me to esteem as dross the mirth of fools, the pride of kings. And we're so glad to tell you, friends, that the news that we bring to you is from a far country, from the very God of glory, from our Lord Jesus Christ, introduced into the realm that can never be measured, and yet heaven may be brought near to us. Heaven may be brought into my very heart, the joy of the salvation of God and my portion in him to be known and to be enjoyed now and to be enjoyed forevermore. Now, just for a moment, in the closing moment, I want you to think of the last passage we read, which says, and he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country. I have been calling attention to one who came from a far country. Now we're noticing the one who has gone to a far country, and indeed a nobleman. There's none to compare with him. And then it says, to receive for himself a kingdom and return. Now it wouldn't be possible to tell you all that's conveyed in those simple and yet those precious words. The Lord Jesus, who came from the far country, has gone back into that far country, and meantime, he is receiving a kingdom. And the truth is, you cannot get into that kingdom without the new birth, and furthermore, you would never enjoy heaven without being born of the Spirit of God. Now, I want you to know that baptism would not put you into that kingdom. I want you to know that church joining would not put you into that kingdom. Nothing less than being born from above, except a man be born from above. He cannot see the kingdom of God, and then you would be ready. Oh, thank God. You would be divinely ready, and you say, well, I know that he is receiving for himself a kingdom, and I know that I am in that kingdom, but I know, too, further, that he's coming again. He's going to return, and when he returns, I'll be amongst that company that will be shouted into his presence. Now, we wish we could say more along this line, but time is gone. We'd like to hear from you. Drop us a note, please, just a postcard, to this address, Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas, and may our God abundantly bless you, is our daily prayer.